Welcome to the Wander to Learn Show. I'm your host, Francis Tapon. I want to give you a quick update on April 12th, which is today, 2024. And Michael Zervos, the guy I interviewed in the last two episodes, and I'm interviewing in this particular episode, he is, as of today, entering into Malawi. He's just been through Zambia and Botswana and Zimbabwe, as well as other parts of like South Africa and Lesotho and Eswatini and all that stuff. He's gotten those all out of the way. So now he's just entering into Malawi. And guess what? He has crossed the 20% mark. In other words, he's 1/5 of the way through the entire planet so far. When I met him, he was 10% done. He's making great progress. And you're going to hear my interview with him today, where I ask him, what are the countries that keep him up at night? In other words, where is he worried about getting into? For example, I remember it started off with Russia. If you remember back from that previous episode, that Russia is one of those concerned countries, but he got that out of the way, even though he was basically held in the airport for 7 hours before he could finally get into the country itself. He's got a few other countries that he names as far as being difficult to get into. And by the way, he has an EU passport because he's Greek, as well as a US passport. So that gives him a few more options, but it's still, there are a few countries that are really difficult to get visas for, and those, and he talks about those countries. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want to mention is a review that is on Apple Podcasts that I haven't mentioned. It's from mquinn72, and it says,
phenomenal. Francis is very entertaining and funny. I truly enjoy listening to him. Thank you so much.
This is a reminder to people to go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast and put in a review. I would love it if you did. Ideally, 5 stars. That would be nice. And I'll be happy to read the review on the show. Third thing I want to mention was that listennotes.com, which kind of tracks podcasts all around, says that my podcast is in the top 5% of all podcasts, which is pretty cool and surprising. I mean, it probably means like I'm in the top 1 million, but I'll take the top 5%. That sounds good. Number four is I have an interview with Glenn Van Pesky that I'll be releasing on Tuesday because that's the day that he's going to be launching his book. Now, for those who don't know, Glenn Van Pesky is the founder of Gossamer Gear, a backpacking manufacturer. They make all sorts of backpacking gear, ultralight stuff that I've been using for decades now. And it is, to me, in my mind, probably the best backpacking company out there. I've interviewed him before on the podcast. In case you've missed it, you can probably find it in the show notes. But Glenn Van Pesky, he's just come out with a brand new book. On Tuesday, he's having his launch party. So to celebrate that launch party, I'll be interviewing him then. But I'll put a link in the show notes so you can register for that launch this coming Tuesday, and you can take part of that book launch. Books are like babies. They take a long time to gestate and work on, and sometimes more than 9 months, often more than 9 months. So it's a celebration when it finally comes out. Tuesday, it's coming out. Glenn Van Pesky is delivering his baby, his new book, called Take Less, Do More. And finally, I had a 2-hour interview with Travis Sherry, the host of Extra Pack of Peanuts, which I've been on his podcast a couple times before. Apparently, I've set a record on his podcast. I've had the longest podcast he's ever done. I think we did about almost 3 hours. This time it's around 2 hours. And we talk all about cryptocurrency. He wanted to talk about this stuff, even though he has like a travel podcast and he's trying to help people become independent and be able to travel and live free and independently. And he had a bunch of cryptocurrency questions that he wanted to bombard me with. So for those who are kind of new to the space or want to learn more, or get into some of the nuance, you'll definitely want to check out that. But it's not going to be released on my podcast. It's going to be on the Extra Pack of Peanuts podcast, which should come out, I'm guessing, maybe next week or so, sometime in April. And that's it. So without further ado, now let's go into a short interview with the very busy Michael Zervos, who is in the process of trying to become the fastest person to travel to all the countries in the world in about a year and a half. That's averaging about, I think, about 2, 3, 4 days per country or so. So it's an incredible pace, and he's so far on track. So let's cheer him on, and let's hear what he has to say about the toughest countries to get into. This is Frantz Tapon, encouraging you to wander and learn. Michael, what is the country that keeps you up at night that, like, you may not get the visa for?
It's North Korea and Sudan. Right now, Sudan's not issuing visas unless it's like a humanitarian thing, and North Korea is just not letting anybody in right now since 2020. So North Korea is a wait and see. And then Sudan is kind of a wait and see. You can get in illegally through Egypt. That's how a lot of people smuggle in supplies back and forth. But my goal, my mission is to not only break the world record, but more importantly, to capture stories. That's kind of the thing that, that's the art piece, that's the film, that's the story behind this. This is actually the whole reason why I'm doing it. The record is fun, and that's for me, and it's cool to hold that, but somebody's gonna come along and break it in a year or two or five. But what I will have are the stories.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good attitude to have, because you're absolutely right that speed records,
they always get broken. Yeah. And actually, it becomes a race to the bottom with this specific one. You know, you will, people will just hop airports.
Right.
And it'll be such an expensive, miserable experience.
Right.
But some people will do it. And you know what? This is a chocolate or vanilla thing. You have your taste, I have mine.
Right. No, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. And so what happens though if the time runs out? Are you just going to call it a day, or are you just going to keep going?
I'll keep on going.
Okay.
I'll collect the rest of the stories.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a good buffer time. I'm on track right now. Ask me again at the end of Africa, right?
But you're only about 10% into the journey?
10% in, yeah. So I'm 10% of the hardest things, but yes.
Yeah.
Once I reach 50%, if you know people are watching and they see that I'm in Greece or Europe, you can bet I'm going to be breaking the record.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So Michael, how can people follow you?
You can follow me like live up to date on Instagram, The Project Cosmos. You can also
with a K.
With a K. Good. Yeah.
K-O-S-M-O-S.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Project Cosmos. I'm on YouTube, I'm on TikTok, and I have a website, project-cosmos.com.
And that's probably all the links are there as well.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, we're here in Cote d'Ivoire filming this, and he just happens to be on his, you have about 24-hour layover or so?
Almost. It's 2.5 days here, yeah.
Okay, two and a half days. Okay. Yeah. So, and so I feel very fortunate that we bumped in, we got to meet.
Yeah.
Because this is a crazy
journey. It's awesome.
Maybe. I'll catch you on some other part of the journey.
I know, on the other side of Africa, maybe East Africa or something.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever, wherever.
That'd
anyway,
be crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of
thank
luck.
Thank you.
I
thank you for having me.
And as they say, Efharisto.
Efharisto. Paracolo.
Paracolo. Paracolo. Yeah. Okay. And that ends this episode of the Wander Learn podcast, where we explore travel, technology, and transformation. If you'd like to see the show notes with links to what we've talked about, go to wanderlearn.com and click on this episode. If you'd like to connect with me, just remember F Tapon. That's my first initial and my last name. Ftapon is always my social media username. My website is ftapon.com. Do you want to leave me an anonymous voicemail where you can make a comment or ask a question? Then go to speakpipe.com/ftapon. Furthermore, if you'd like to get rewarded for supporting my projects, then go to patreon.com/ftapon. That's where you can pick up some remarkable rewards for as little as $2 a month. Now, 5 quick favors. Number 1, subscribe to the Wander Learn podcast. 2, download it. 3, share it. 4, review it. And 5, sign up for my newsletter at wanderlearn.com. Our theme music was composed by Eric Stratman. This is Francis Tapon, encouraging you to wander and learn.